You are tuned to Echoes of Heaven, your gospel interlude of harmony and praise presented for your inspiration and comfort as we attempt to bring glory and honor to the wonderful Redeemer, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This program will include numbers by our chorus choir, male quartet, congregation, Stuart Rosie trumpeter, and Gordon Medell basso. The broadcast is originating in the auditorium of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan. Now, Gordon Ernst.
The doors of this world are not all open, but there is one door that you and only you can open, and that is the door of your heart to the knocking, waiting Christ just outside on its threshold, who is saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me."
There's a Savior who stands at the door of your heart. He is longing to enter. Why let him depart? He has patiently called you so often before. Comes in, he will save you from sin, but you must open the door. He has come from the Father salvation to bring, and his name is called Jesus, Redeemer.
There is no greater encouraging message to this tottering, rocking old world than the clarion call resounding from the cross, "Jesus saves." He is ever ready to accept sinners, proclaiming those glad tidings. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And hear his enemies say, "This man receiveth sinners. This man receiveth sinners." Dear one, just now come to him and place your trust completely in him as your own Savior and Lord.
Thank you.
were delighted in having our former trumpeter, Stuart Druzy, with us for a brief stay. As he journeys back to sunny California, we wish for him God's protection and Rick's blessing. He will thrill your hearts just now as he plays that beautiful hymn, "How Can I Be Lonely When I've Jesus Only?" Are you on the Rock of Ages, Christ Jesus? Hear the Savior's words. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Will you sing along with our great congregation here in attendance, raising your voices with theirs in that wonderful gospel hymn, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand"? Cannot comprehend the everlasting love of God for such as you and me. Listen to the precious words of the composer. "How great was the love, the wonderful love of my Savior, Jesus the Crucified. He laid down his life to ransom his own. For me he bled and died." The Bible brings to us those eternal words. "But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Gordon Medel, our bass, was singing that soul-stirring hymn, "The Love of God."
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star. sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forever
be successful in their particular field of endeavor must give their all, which at times means real sacrifices until success is theirs. How much more should a Christian be willing to give to Jesus Christ, his Redeemer, his very own self, saying with the songwriter, "Thou who died on Calvary to save my soul and make it free, I'll consecrate my life for thee, my Savior and my God." Then assert with the Apostle Paul, "But Christ is all and in all."
Jesus is all, Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day, without him I would fall. Sad to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me
of our mail quartet will rejoice your hearts as they sing Ship Ahoy!
I was drifting away on life's pitiless sea, and the anger waves threatened my ruin to be. When away at my side, there I dimly descried the stay vessel, and loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!" And loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy!" Sinking down, he sends merciless wave, the strong arm
of our captain is mighty to say. Then trust in today, no longer delay, board the old ship of Zion and shout on your way. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Shout and sing on your way. Jesus saves.
Echoes of Heaven is happy to welcome back to this program Dr. A.J. Harms, your radio preacher, God's ambassador, who after some weeks of convalescing stands ready to go on to new victories in Christ Jesus. Just now he's bringing to you a brief message on the theme, Faith in God.
Greetings, friends. I have a very short text tonight. It is simply this: have faith in God. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, we read, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God." The best definition of faith is given us, I believe, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Another text clearly related to this definition is given us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." But no one has ever spoken more clearly about faith than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the burden of his message to the world of his day, as well as our day, is just this: no matter what happens or fails to happen, no matter what anyone says for or against faith, no matter how unreasonable it may seem at times to exercise faith, no matter what one may think about a blind faith, you and I, above everything else in life, must have faith in God. I know how often the intellect is inclined to marshal an argument against faith. I know how frequently you are told that this is a law-abiding, ironclad universe. I know how certain voices remind you repeatedly that nothing can interfere with or change the regularity of the laws of nature. But let me dismiss all these comments and remonstrances with a simple remark that the laws of nature were no different in Jesus' day from what they are in our day. There was as much law in this world when our Lord spoke about faith as there is today. God controls the world just as completely today as when he first ordained and created it. Faith is just the same today as it was when Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. All the old laws of nature are here today. All the new ones were there when God first ordained them. And God has ordained no law which makes it impossible for him to move in response to faith. Jesus explains this point again when he says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Then Jesus makes this personal application. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Spurgeon has so fittingly said, prayer pulls the rope below, and the great bell rings above in the ears of God. Some scarcely stir the bell, for they pray so languidly. Others give but an occasional pluck at the rope. But he who wins with heaven is the man who grasps the rope boldly and pulls continuously with all his might. Oh, my friends, how it pays to have faith in God. Faith in God is a deposit in the bank of heaven upon which you can draw and draw and never fear an overdraft. Ask, says Jesus, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. George Miller of Bristol, England, entered this statement in his journal. During my lifetime, I have had 25,000 prayers answered, and 5,000 of these came on the very day that I made the petition. It is interesting to note how this man of God kept a memorandum of his requests. He had a ledger in which was a double entry. On one side was the nature of the request and the date when it was made. On the other side, he recorded the answer and the date on which it came. That is how he knew that God had specifically transformed his prayers into realities 25,000 times. There is a similar illustration of faith in the life of Hudson Taylor, the founder of the China Inland Mission. In 1887, he asked God for 100 new missionaries on the field for the ensuing year. 100 new missionaries would require many thousands of dollars, as well as 100 consecrated lives willing to heed the call to China. When one considers the intermediate steps which such a project involves, and the obstacles which must be surmounted in order to carry it through, and the transportation necessary in all parts of the world to bring the missionaries to China, Hudson Taylor's prayer seems almost like fanaticism. But Hudson Taylor knew what Jesus meant when he said, have faith in God. On December 29th, in 1887, the very same year in which Hudson Taylor first made the request, the missionary entered this statement in his diary. The last two of the 100 missionaries sailed today for China. My friends, have faith in God. Faith opens the shutters of the life that is spiritually dark and lets in the light of the glory of God. It will raise your courage for the conquest of evil. It will fill your soul with an abiding confidence in ultimate victory. It will deepen your love for God and your fellow men. It will enrich your life with the joy of doing good. Throughout the Old Testament as well as the New, you meet the men of faith who have walked with God. And what shall I more say, for time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. At the beginning of this century, there was in Wales a coal miner whose name has become known throughout the world as Evans Roberts. And how? Simply through faith. And what God has done in the past, he can do today. My friend, have faith in God. Let go and let God have right of way in your life. Believe that what he did yesterday, he can do today. Believe that God can take your life and bend it to his will and make you a channel of blessing. Let the world see what God can do through you when you are wholly consecrated to him. Let us pray. Grant, Heavenly Father, that tonight men may discover anew the meaning of faith, and that in faith they submit themselves unto thy will and discover the glory of the Lord as they call upon thy name. Through Christ our Savior we ask. Amen.
With the strains of the choral music in the background, Echoes of Heaven is again bringing to a close this program of faith and victory as offered to you by Dr. A.J. Harms and the radio personnel of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit. You are urged to write a letter requesting your copy of our gift of fellowship, that inspiring, unique radio edition of the book entitled 40 Gospel Hymn Stories. This popular narrative gospel song book is different from an ordinary hymnal in that it contains the story of how these songs came into being, as well as some of these actual favorite hymns themselves. The drama of the birth of these songs is relived in your mind's eye as you read it. To get your copy of 40 Gospel Hymn Stories, merely write a letter addressing it to Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan, requesting it. In addition, we are happy to give you counsel on any personal problem which is distressing you. And also, you may write for Dr. Harms' message of this evening entitled Faith in God. The address again is Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan, Echoes of Heaven.
Oh.